We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Never a doubt. Welcome on. And it is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Monday night for the best win of the Phil season. I mean, what a comeback up in New York. You hear that roar? You hear that roar from the crowd as that final out is being made tonight? A lot of Phil's fans there tonight. It was beautiful to see. I mean, fan base is going back and forth. Let's go Phillies chants. Mets fans trying to drown it out. That's what happens when this team gets going, gets on a roll, and has an entire city behind them. Get in now, 215-592-9494. The game wrap-up sponsored by Blaser Swiss Lube and Krevitz, the metal working fluid specialist, providing professional CNC machine cleaning, coolant maintenance programs, and waste coolant disposal. Krevitz.online. What a win. What a comeback. And my biggest takeaway of the game, which is obviously brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm, is the team just fights. They just fight. They have serious mental makeup. Like, this is a team that I think we as a city can be and should be proud of. I mean, this is what we ask for. They don't go down without fighting. They are a tad undermanned right now. They're playing in New York after coming back yesterday and getting right into a game against the Marlins, flying all the way up there, playing game tonight, and they could have rolled over. I mean, you can even go to the starter tonight. Chris Sanchez could have easily folded. He ended up doing his job tonight. Was it pretty? No. Did he get on a rhythm in the fourth through sixth? He absolutely did. Was that one inning absolutely annoying? 100%. But did his job. Bryson Stock continues to come through. Was there a bad missed call by the umps in the ninth with Merrifield? 100%, but we take it. And Alec Boehm has another hit-by-pitch miracle to help this team come back. But they just fight. They just fight. And I've talked a lot. I talked about it in a pregame. I talked about it on today's High Hopes. Like, this is what you envisioned when you essentially brought back the team last year that lost the NLCS. Like, you envisioned a team that gelled, that got each other, that pulled for each other, and this team does that. Like, when you don't have to add in, and this doesn't mean I wouldn't want to sign these guys, but you don't have to add in Kyle Schwarber to be the leader of the team. Garrett Stubbs out of nowhere. Castellanos last year with Turner. When you can bring everyone back that went through the NLCS last year, which was just brutal. I mean, just brutal. But what it also created was a fire in the gut, and it created that. And I think that's what you're seeing bear out in this first month and a half of the season, is that fire burning, and they're not letting up. They're not letting games slip away. They're not letting it happen. They could have easily folded tonight multiple times. Sanchez could have folded tonight. They had this stupid play up the third baseline that Boehm like just mistimes and tries to make a fancy play because it was kind of the only play that he had. You had that nonsense. You had Edwin Diaz in the ninth. Stott leads it up with a home run, and they kept fighting. Cody Clemens, like, little guys stepping up and continuing to do their jobs. Everyone is just doing their job. Jose Alvarado's pitched three of the last four games, looks fine in the ninth, comes in, bing, bang, boom, done. Joey Wendell, as a fellow PSAC baseball player, that's not PSAC It's PSAC baseball. Get the bunt down. We got to get the bunt down. But the team just finds a way. The mental makeup of this team is strong. They have fortitude. And it's everything we could have asked for. They're undermanned. I get they're not playing the best teams. But what you're seeing is a level of toughness that we haven't seen from a lot of teams around here in a while. And it's special. And it's exciting. And that's a great win. I mean, that is a great win in a night where your cards were kind of down. It kind of felt like their cards were down and it wasn't their night. Things weren't going their way. And they scratched and they clawed and they just found a way. Special team, special, special team. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. If you're leaving New York, I mean, I would love to hear from you if you were at Citi Field tonight. Seemed like a lot of Phils fans in Citi Field tonight. So we'd love to hear from you if you're on your way home from that. But if you also just watch the game on your couch like I did, get in now. 215-592-9494. On the other side, we will get to the injury report with some good news on a player that will be back in the lineup tomorrow and the player of the game and a whole lot more. 215-592-9494. It's Shaq Fritz here on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP. They let Stott heat up. They really, really did. Welcome on back. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. That's our player of the game, sponsored by South Jersey Gas. Committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Bryson Stott continuing to swing a hot bat up to 277 on the year after tonight. Gets the big home run there. Had the hit early in the game too, which was great. And he had the sac fly to bring home the game-winning run. So Bryson Stott is on an absolute heater right now. And it's great to see. I mean, this is a guy who should be in the 280, 290 at worst because he's that talented of a hitter. I mean, he is that talented of a hitter, and you're really starting to see him kind of shine. I mean, this you're starting to see more pop than I feel like we've seen in years past, like really driving the baseball. And when Turner went down, you're seeing him step up. You're seeing Castellanos step up. JT was doing really well before the little injury. Even Rojas stepping up a little bit. Edmundo, I think, has been really good. He had two more hits tonight, batting .311 so far. And playing just really solid, solid defense out of shortstop. And Cody Clemens. I mean, all the little pieces are kind of stepping up right now. And it is really good to see. So Bryson Stott's my player of the game. But what a comeback win tonight up in New York. You know, like when they were down 4-2 in the ninth, I was like, well, just come back and fight, and I'll be happy. Stott had the home run. It was 4-3. They had the runners on first and second, and I was like, man, I need this one now. Like, I know it's May 13th tonight, but I needed that win just to stick it to Mets fans a little bit more. And I know they've been beaten down. And a quick sidebar here. Like, when they got Steve Cohen, I was incredibly nervous. And David Stearns, I think, will do a good job up there. But man, it's been so disappointing. Their payroll was like $440 million last year. I mean, they're probably going to let Alonso walk. It's not a great ball club. It's just not a great ball club. And they messed that whole thing up in the ninth. And I mean, shout out to the ump. He obviously helped a lot in the Merrifield check swing. But, you know, man, that team is something. 215-592-9494. Seth is in Delaware. What's happening, Seth?
Let's go. Okay, so I'm an old head. Okay, I was 19 in 93. I'm telling you, I know the statistical talk that's been talked about like recently with the fast start and all. This was a 93 win. Everybody different. A different guy every week, every day steps up, and you're never out. This game looked bleak a little bit in the beginning, and I literally turned to my wife. I'm like, we're going to win. And my daughter and I, she went to bed. My daughter and I are high-fiving in the game. This is how it goes. Same exact vibe. You have so many great players, and everybody has a role, and everybody steps up. And if it's you, bad night for you, great night for this guy. Like, you already talked about Clemens from the other day. Like, I have such a great feeling about this team. It's,
yep.
I, God, I love it, man. It's so, and anytime, don't feel bad for New York. Screw them. Whatever.
Never. Like, never. But like, but it's just sometimes with baseball teams, and especially in modern baseball, it feels this way where you kind of accept that it's not your night. And it felt that way. But I just – the way they keep fighting back, even yesterday against the Marlins, that's a 6-3 game down in Miami. Yeah. No one's in the ballpark. Wheeler gets lit up. You're down 6-3. And, yeah, they lost, but they did make it 6-6. And I know the Marlins stink, but that stuff matters, Seth.
Yeah, well, the Marlins got history with us, and I knew we'd come back. But when I saw that bum come out, I knew we were going to lose and bounce off his ass, and that was it. But whatever. It doesn't matter. The long picture here is this team has got it factor. And they're better than 93, because 93 was a bunch of – I loved them, but they were retreads. This is a really good team. Dude, we got this.
I hope so, Seth. I need it to end. I need it to end this year. I mean, it's not like we've been dealing with years and years of heartbreak, but you only got so many shots at this thing. This team's in their prime. They are a really good baseball team. They've got winners. Like, they've got the staff this year. Rangers pitching out of his mind. Like, bullpen, I think they need one more arm. One more arm. And it goes from really good to great. I mean, there's three guys that you trust, and I thought Kirkring looked pretty good tonight, but it's a lot of stuff and a lot of still holding on to a tightrope, and that's a lot of bullpens. But if you can add one more righty to go with Strom, Alvarado, and Hoffman, it just lengthens everything out and makes it that much better. They are right there. I know the Dodgers are great. I know the Braves are really good. The Phils are right there. Let's get to the injury report. Sponsored by the Plumbers Union Local 690, protecting the health of the nation. Visit plumbers690.org. Kyle Schwarber, according to Rob Thompson, will be in the lineup tomorrow. Bit of an unfair ask tonight. You know, he's been out for 3 days, and he's got to go up and face Edwin Diaz in the ninth to try to win a ball game. Not exactly the easiest task in the world, but either way, glad to see this is not turning into an IL stint. I hope that the back is good enough to where it does not cause any of that power to be zapped from Kyle Schwarber. And he also said that Alec Bohm was fine after getting hit in the hand. So that is good. Now, one other injury thing that I want to point out is, listen, they can say nothing's fine, everything's fine with Bryce, but something just doesn't look right with Bryce. I mean, freaking Thomas Nito throws one off his head early in the game, which is ridiculous. But it's just, he just looks a little bit off, and I'm worried about that back, and I'll continue to be worried about that back until he kind of pulls himself out of this. I mean, on Saturday night, like, it looked like he tweaked it. I noticed that after the game, he slipped in the box. I just don't buy that. So, you know, his bat against Diaz in the ninth was a lot more flailing than I think we're used to seeing from Bryce because he was so locked in. I hope he's fine, but my antenna is up 100%. On Bryce Harper and whatever's going on with this back. And again, I hope everything's fine, but it still doesn't look totally right. 215-592-9494. Ed's in Belmar. What's happening, Ed?
Fritzy Fritz, how we doing, my man?
Man, what a win. What a win. I'm doing great.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, you know, I agree with you about Harper. I saw it. I watched the replays. I agree. Something does not look. He just looks a smidge off.
Yeah, just a little bit off, but I just hope it doesn't turn into more.
What I wanted to talk about was these umpires. The MLB should be embarrassed of what this crap is on the field. You have to go to a replay to get your count right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then you blow the other call with the swing. I mean, come on. Like, really?
It's really bad, man.
This is what you're producing?
And what was it? Was it the Bohm at bat where he missed a slider that was 100% a ball, and then next pitch was 98 on the black,
yeah,
and
exactly.
And he called it a ball.
It missed it all. Yeah,
like it was. It felt like the umpires actually got caught up in the moment, which shouldn't happen. Like it was brutal. I mean, the Merrifield thing is inexcusable.
It is great to watch. We definitely need it to keep on going. And we need to get the boys healthy, all of them, and just keep this train moving.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Ed. And That's the key, but man, they just keep fighting. Like they've lost two games with Trey Turner out of the lineup. Trey Turner was in the MVP discussion before he went out. Like he was playing at a super high level, and you got to give credit to guys like Clemens and guys like Sosa and Dave Dombrowski for putting this whole thing together and identifying some winning ball players that aren't going to play all the time. Even Stubbsy. Stubbsy got a drag bunt down tonight. That's just good old-fashioned baseball. 215-592-9494. On the other side, we will look ahead to tomorrow and also get to the play of the game before handing things off to Jody Mack here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Certainly felt like Helsley out in St. Louis. Welcome on back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. That is the play of the game, sponsored by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo and mustard of the Phillies. Yes, Alec Boehm hit by a pitch. Again, Rob Thompson said he's fine. Good to hear, because I don't need another freaking injury to this team. But, man, like Edwin Diaz, haven't obviously seen him that much since the start of the season. Last year was a bomber, gets hurt in the World Baseball Classic. Doesn't look great. Doesn't look great. So, again, it just felt so much like when Ryan Helsley hit him out there in 2022. And believe me, saw the jokes. Yes. The biggest hit by pitch of Alec Boehm's career. No. But I appreciate a good sarcastic joke when you can make one. Let's go to Mark in Downingtown. What's happening, Mark?
Not much. I'm thrilled with the Phillies streak right now.
Yep.
And I want to see them continue to – the pitching is just absolutely incredible.
Even Sanchez tonight, like, didn't have his best stuff for a little bit. He exits with allowing only three runs. Like, that's doing a job.
Yeah. And Wheeler didn't have the greatest outing the other night.
No.
Or last night. And it still is good enough. Yeah, Wheeler on his worst is better than most pitchers in baseball. I mean, he's got to be a Cy Young candidate. I mean,
well, he's currently the favorite, Mark. He's currently the favorite.
Yeah, well, I would hope so. And since the whole damn staff should be considered for the Cy Young. I mean, they're all doing very well. It's so your previous caller mentioned 1993,
mm-hmm.
My favorite baseball year ever. We didn't win it, but we damn near did. But this team reminds me of 1993. Everybody is pulling together and getting the job done. They're not fighting, arguing, there's no dissension in the clubhouse, there's nothing there. They're all pulling together.
Yeah, and it's what's made, I think, the start of the season so special is that you just kind of have that feeling. Like, sometimes you listen, in 17 with the Eagles, you have the feeling after they beat the Panthers, like, this could be something. Last two regular seasons, I think it took a little while. I would say in 2022, you didn't really feel it until they beat the Cardinals. And then in 2023, ovations and everything. After that, it was like, all right. Like, last year's team still annoys me. Like, they should have been in the World Series. But regardless, this year, you can just kind of feel it early. It's different. It's special. And to get comparisons from the older generation, not calling people old, but the older generation to the 93 team, I think is really high praise for where the team is currently at. Anthony's in Philadelphia. What's happening, Ant?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I think that everybody is a little too worried about Harper's back. I think he's fine. I really think that if there was an issue, that Topper wouldn't keep putting him in and have Cody play first base. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope you're right. It's just, it's looked a little bit off since that swing on Saturday, and we know he'd been dealing with the back in spring. Again, like, I'm not rooting for him to be hurt. It's just something has just looked a tad bit off in the last couple games.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes Harper is just, you know, maybe he's just adamant to play. He wants to play, and sometimes you just got to protect Harper from himself if he's really hurt. But I think Thompson, like, he knows that, you know, we got to preserve these guys. And I think having this incredible depth to this incredible team, I mean, it makes me feel so good knowing that an injury is not going to tank a position. You know, Sosa's great at short, and Stott is when he gets moved there. It's such an amazing time for the Phillies, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it really is, Anthony, and I appreciate the phone call. Tomorrow on the mound is Jose Buto. I want to say Butto, but I do not believe it's Butto. And he is facing Aaron Nola. Nola, good his last time out, just continues to be solid, and, you know, hopefully keeps it going against the Mets. But either way, it's a 1 o'clock start. You play tonight. We'll see if JT's in the lineup tomorrow. The way Thompson talked, it seems like it's just going to be Schwarber. That is one to definitely monitor, because while I love Garrett Stubbs, I do not think that Garrett Stubbs should be playing more than once a week. Once a week at this point. So either way, 1 o'clock tomorrow, obviously Giglio and Hugh will get you set for the game. And just, it's a fun time. And you can never turn the game off, because they could come back. And it really shows the mental makeup of this baseball team. They've got it. And I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait for tomorrow. All right, that's going to do it for me. Ben Kenny produced the program tonight. And Jody Mack, he will take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.